Monday the 12th of July, Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av, Rabbi Moshe Bunim Kraus, grape skin extract in Halacha.
Good morning, Rabbi Yisai. I've chosen this subject of grape skin extract. This is a subject which I worked through 25 years ago with my father, Dying Kraus, of Manchester. It was Negev when the question came up, which is still the same question nowadays, Ribena and similar types of foodstuffs, whether they have a question of kashrus because of the ingredients. So we worked it through, and it can be found in the back of Mokrei HaBrach, which is my father's sefer. At the back of it, there's this tshuva printed there, which I put into the sefer. So in case it's not clear enough, hopefully if we clarify, we're looking it up in the Mokrei HaBrach. So let's be makdim. What the issa is, what the problem is with grape skin extract. There's an issa, as we all know, an issa that is called stam yenom. What is stam yenom? Stam yenom means wine which is owned, not just owned, and which is being touched by a goy. A goy has had access to wine, is what we know as stam yenom. It is also to eat. Why is it also? There are two reasons given. One reason is chashash nisuch. He might have been menasech, might have poured it out to avodah zarah. That was the minig in the previous generation. That was what they used to do with avodah zarah. There's one inyan of avodah zarah involved. You never know what the guy might have done. That's one point. And the second point is chasnas. Wine, which she has had contact with, might be a question of chasnas. But the fact is that stam yenom is osa. The Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Chav Gimel in Yeridea, Stam Yenom Shal Amamim Oivdei Kichovim Osa Bahano Uhadin Lemagon Biayin Shalonu. Their wine is Osa, and when they touch our wine, it's also Osa. Touching does not necessarily mean touching. It can be if they move a glass, if it's a chasana, and there's an open glass with wine in, and the waiters come and move it, it's also asa. Because it's what's called shich shuch, they move it, it becomes asa. If it's a closed bottle with it doesn't have to be sealed. If the lid is on, it's not asa. It's not asa. If a guy moves the wine in the fridge and it's closed, it's not asa. Because it's not the derech to be menasach in such a way. They never used to pour avodah zarah in a closed bottle. But that's the issa of stam yenom. What is the issa? Is it osa ba'hana or is it osa ba'achila? So the Ramah brings down that even though the din is osa ba'hana because of a chashash that they poured out the avodah zarah, which would make the osa ba'hana, says the Ramah, that bizman azeh she'ein eshechiach shum osayla manasim l'avodah z'kichavim, it's not the general practice to pour out lavedus kechavim ishoyim demaga avichavim yen shalano ein os banorak b'shtia v'chein stam yenom. Says the Ramah that the all poskim behold that nowadays it's more kuladik because they don't generally go and be menasach lavedus zara. Therefore, it's only os b'shtia and not bahana. Doesn't it make very little difference for us because the fact is that you can't eat it memonoshech whichever shit you hold like. So when we talk about ingredients, straight ingredients, when we're dealing with achila, there's going to be a question come what may. So, what is this ingredient, grape skin extract? It's got a name, the official name for it is anthoniacin. And it's got a number as well, E153. And Ribena has this, Lift has this, and the other foodstuffs also have it. Now, what's the way it's made? So, I've got a letter here from a make in come basically Ribena themselves, but their provider sent me a letter with the details how it's done. They write as follows. I'm taking not according to the exact order they're written, just to clarify the point. The grape skins are issued from the winemaking. They are obtained after separation by pressing between the wine and the solids. Again, the grape skins are issued from the winemaking, meaning they've made wine. They've made wine in their factories. They've made wine. They've pressed the grapes and they've come up with wine. Now, when you finish with the wine, you don't need the grape skins. They are waste. What are they used for? The grape skins are issued from the wine making. After the wine making, they take the grape skins. and they're obtained by separation between the wine and the solid. Another bekitza, they've extracted the grapes, the skin. Right. How do they extract the colouring from it? The colouring is extracted from red grape skins, either by soaking and standing in cold water, or by counter-current cold water extraction. The kids, they leave it in water, soak it in water, the grape skins, and that gives out this red colouring. It's a very strong, it's a strong pigmentation of the skin, and that in turn colours the water, which makes it get this red colour. Right. That's number two. Now, also, I just want to get the facts straight before we come into the halachic to deal with what the halacha is. What's the ratio between the grape skin and the water? The ratio between grape skin and extract depends on many parameters of the raw material. What he's trying to say is, what's the ratio of the water to the grape skin? It varies from 1 to 10. That means it can be sometimes 1 to 1, sometimes 1 to 10. We'll come to that later, Mr. Shem. How much water is put in? Right, so what's the point here? What's the question? Is this stamien or is it not stamien? Well, first I have to know, before we start anything, before we know whether we can deal with whether it makes it osa, whether the food becomes osa, is this stamien? Is this wine? Do you term... What would you say, Rabbi Yisrael? Would you say this is wine?
No.
I've told you the Metzias. Again, you get great wine. Why is it not wine?
It's just coloured water.
Coloured water, yeah. It's coloured with some extract of the wine. Would a Nozi be allowed to drink this?
Maybe not.
I don't think a Nozi could drink this. This came out from grapes.
The Nozi, can't drink from the skin.
The Layoitza. Sorry, from the skin. Okay. Is this wine? Perhaps it is wine. What do you say, Rabbi Yisrael? Is this wine? Not wine?
Could you make a goffin on it?
That's my question. You make a goffin on it?
No,
how? Who said you can't make a goffin on it? I'm not sure. It's coloured water, but who's that? Who thought colouring? It was coloured with something, isn't it?
Percentage.
The colour.
We said half water and half wine, and it's not going away. It's not
a little
bit.
It has
that
taste.
It does have a taste. They do write, I've written, I missed it out. The raw grapes can extract as a slightly dry or astringent flavour character. Okay, it has a bit of a taste. Is that wine? You have to know. It could be it's not tasty enough to be called wine. Is this called wine? I'm not convinced it's not wine, because at the end of the day, you have here something which is coming out from the skin. The skin has something to it, and who says that wine is only from the inside of the grape? Who says perhaps wine can also be from the outside? Anything which has in it some extract might be called wine. I'm not convinced. I hear what you're saying. You're saying we don't have to look for Makarios for such a thing, whether such a thing is termed as wine. It could be, and wine is something which comes from the grape. It has some kind of the koyach in it. You have to know, you have to bring a raya to it. I haven't got a clear raya to it. But even if we'll say it is wine, what comes out, the pigmentation...
Grape, you can squeeze out before it's 3 days. You make sure, how can I have goffin on this?
Again?
You can squeeze out the grape.
Yeah.
Straight away.
Where is goffin?
Straight away, even though...
Where is goffin? Where is goffin? Goffin? So...
Can you actually make wine from it? Can you stuff it?
From this... Possibly. Could be it can. I'm not convinced it's not wine. But even if you say it is wine, I still believe that this would not render it... This, we'll come to another point. We'll mention another point soon. But I still believe that this would not render it halachically wine. For a number of reasons. Firstly, we have to know what the ratio is. Yeah, we already brought what the ratio of wine to water is. Grape skin to water. So I spoke to him, I phoned up the person. He told me there's usually more than 6 times water connected the grape skins. Now, the rule is you can only call something wine if it's 1 to 6. If it's more than 1 to 6, it's not termed, classified as wine. If you squeeze grapes and there's more than 6 times water to the actual grape, to the wine part, it's not wine. That's the halacha. It's not called wine. It has to be at least 1 to 6. Less than 1 to 6, it's not called wine. It's bottled. There's a special wine in water becomes bottled 1 to 6. Now the ratio is 1 to 6. usually 1 to 6, in which case it would not be considered wine. Besides the reason you're mentioning, it could be, even if you say it does classify as wine, it would be 1 to 1. If it's 1 to 6, it's certainly not wine. Now, no, but the anise of water is also 1 to 6. The anise of water is 1 to 6. There's a capacity in Shulchan Aruch. Wine is also also. Even if it's nasa mikodim, it's also also. Right. The point here, which might be a point to consider, which we could perhaps say would complicate matters, is that after they've done this, as we said, they've done the soaking process, they do, what they do is they evaporate the water. As stated in above, the process is done through a cold water extraction, but the dilute extract is then concentrated by evaporation of the water under vacuum at elevated temperature. Right. In other words, they don't want to ship to their consumers, to their wholesalers, big things of water. It's not necessary. So they evaporate the water, and they're left with a small, very strong concentrate. Now, when that happens, what's really happening is the water's evaporating, and the solid matter is staying. If you do it enough, it becomes powder. In other words, what's going away is the water. So perhaps now it becomes wine. That's not something. Because now the ratio is perhaps 1 to 1. Because now there's much less water and more wine. Perhaps it does become wine. So perhaps they can assa. That's what you consider. But the fact is that's also not a problem. Because they pasteurize it in the meantime. They do a pasteurization at 102 degrees centigrade. And therefore, it's yayim uvushel. Cooked wine, the passing Shulchan Aruch, the din is, does not become nesa with yayin nesach, no stam yenom. So between the process of soaking and the process of evaporating, they've cooked it in the meantime. So monoshech, the first time that when they put it in the water, there's 1 to 6. There's not wine anyhow. When they've evaporated the water before they've done that, they've cooked it. So we have no problem with wine. But the point here is as follows. And the thing is like this. What's happened actually is, mustn't forget, this has come from a winemaking process. Mustn't forget that. Yeah? If they would just take grapes, simple grapes, no wine involved, just a grape skin, harmless grape skins, that'd be one thing. But here we're talking about not harmless grape skins. We're talking about grape skins which have come from a winemaking process. Yeah? So they've been inside the big container, wherever it is, which has had grapes and wine and juice and everything. So this has actually been involved in the wine. So perhaps the grape skins themselves are classed as wine by virtue of the fact that they've been part of a winemaking process. So till now we were discussing whether the guy can ask this thing whether this is wine or it's not wine. But my question now is here, that even if it's not wine, that's definite. If something was asa before it got cooked, let's say you had yayin, wine, which your goy touched, then you cooked it, it's not going to become mutter. Because once it was asa, it remains asa. So what we've been discussing so far is whether the goyim can asa it by touching now, after they've done it, the extract. But the point is a different point completely. The fact is that the goyim may have touched it before it came to this whole stage. In the factory, when they were making the wine, they might have touched it, in which case it became also ready beforehand. When they touched the wine, it became also not just the wine part, but the grape skin, everything becomes also.
Why should it become
also?
Grapes is
not wine. The grape is wine. But you hear what I'm saying, Rabbi Isai? What I'm suggesting, before we get to that taina, but what I'm suggesting is,
it's grape juice.
It was grape juice, and the grape might have touched it. And since the grapes were then inside, it actually became also then already. That's the point. Yeah? Vittu?
Yeah,
we'll come to that later. Okay, we'll come to that later. Yeah?
It doesn't become wine.
Oh, it's very good shayla. Very good shayla. Oh, let's clarify this. Let's clarify. When does something become wine? If Shteit in Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, it only becomes wine once you separate the wine. Once the separation process begins, as soon as you pour off the wine, that's when it becomes yain. As long as it's all mixed together, it's not yain. But once you've poured off the wine, drained off the wine, then the extract, the juice, then extract, then everything, then the wine. No, we're talking about the wine. When you have wine mixed with shmarim and with all it is, all the sediments and whatever it is, and the grape skin and the peels and the pits and everything, the vine is not wine. It's not wine yet. Once you hischile moshech, once you start letting the wine out, then the whole thing becomes wine.
Why the whole thing?
Oh, so now the question is what you're mentioning. Oh, now the question is what's about? Do I have a proof? I'm saying that the grapes can themselves also become wine. So we're suggesting it could be not. Perhaps only the wine part of it becomes wine. But who says the grapes can themselves become osa? Now that's a very involved issue, because there's theories about it. What would you say? What do you say with sediments? Would you say sediments is wine? Sediments inside wine. Do you say the actual wine or just?
If you say that the juice becomes wine only after it's poured off, then you open a tap. But as it comes out, it's wine. What's remaining in the?
No, Shem Mefurish. Once you hischil lemoshech, then even what's left behind is also wine. Shem Mefurish. Once hischil lemoshech, and the whole thing, because even what's left behind. Yeah, you pour off the wine, the whole wine goes. But outside is not on the wine. Outside is on the residues. That's what we're talking about. It's roi lachila. It's definitely roi lachila. It's roi lachila. So this is a bit of an involved issue. The question here is, I hope it's clear. The question here we're dealing with is as follows. Yeah, we're talking here about grape skins. Yeah, and want to know whether grape skins themselves became asa when they're in the factory. That's what we want to deal with. And the point here we're trying to bring proofs to is when something, if you have wine, yai nesach, and inside it is a skin. Does the skin itself become asa, or is only the wine part which becomes asa? That's what we're looking for proofs for. Now, the chayra, you can bring a raya from din of shmarim. What are shmarim? Shmarim are sediments. Yeah, every wine has sediments, some more than others. Yeah. Now, are these sediments? Are they asa? Are they asa? Have they got a shem yain? Do they become asa? You said not allowed to consume them because they've got little bits of wine on them. But let's say you could dry them out, and there's no wine there. Do the shmarim themselves, sediments themselves, become asa? Are they asa? From that, we can bring a proof to the skin. So the ma'is, there's machlokes about it. The Dogel Meravava in Simukuf Chaf Gimel says like this: that if you take sediments and dry them out, you dry out the sediments. He says, then you can eat the sediments, no problem at all. And there was a whole issa of the sediments only because they've got wine inside them. But once you've dried them out, there's no issa. Dogel Meravava says, there's no is on the sediments because they're just part of they're just inside the wine, but they're not the wine. However, there's a kasha on the Dogum Ravava, and the Chasam Sofer seems to argue, and others argue that the din is in Shulchan Aruch. It says hamachmis b'shmore yain shloed kechavim asura b'hano. If you take sediments of Yain Esach, and you use it to machmis, that means to make a dough to rise, it's asa. It's asa. Now, what part of the shmorim makes the dough rise? It's not the little bits of wine which are on it. It's the shmorim themselves which would do it. It's not the wine part of it. And nevertheless, we say it's asa. From here, it's mashma that the shmorim themselves are asa. So the ma'aseh is a machloikas. So Lemaisa, at the end of the day, to whether or not this extract is asa, it's not a machleik zachreinim. According to the Dogma of Vav, there's no problem at all. But according to the Chasam Sofer and Pashas arise from Rishonim, that the Shemorim themselves are asa, and the sediments are asa, which would mean that the grapeskins themselves are asa, it would follow from there that we are concerned, we have a problem here of Stam Yenah. So there is a problem with Stam Yenah. However, we have to remember, it's not borrowed that it's asa, because we have a Dogma Ravava who learns that the grapeskin themselves are not asa. He speaks about shmarim, but l'chayu had the grapeskins are not asa. And content is no problem. And there's another point to take into account, and that is that a goy only asas if he touches it. If a goy owns wine, you buy wine from Tesco, there's no issa, as long as it's closed. As long as it's kosher wine with a hechsher, the fact that a goy owns it doesn't matter. Probably if a goy touched it. Now, the chances that he touched the wine are probably not very high, because they probably go through machinery and they probably don't actually go and touch it. So we have an additional suffix, you'll never actually touch the wine. They have to have touched the wine after the separation process began, before it got mixed with too much water. There's a smaller amount of time it could have happened with, so it's also suffix. Did he touch it at all? So the issa of the actual raw product is not clear, but it's a suffix. It's a suffix. It has to be machmir. You can't. You have to consider asa, and Kadassia in their kashrus hakol say that anthur niacin is asa. Okay, so we'll be machmir, it's also. As we say, it's not borrow, but it's certainly, one should certainly be machmir. The point, however, is that once it gets mixed into foodstuffs, everything changes. Why? We know there's a rule called bittul beroi. Yeah? Things are bottle beroi. However, we also know that midrabon and yinish shishin needs 60 times the amount. Now, what is the ratio of grape skin to water? What do you think, Rabbi Issa? How much do you think it is? You can't guess. The right here, it's 0.042, about 2,000th. Yeah? It's a tiny, minuscule amount of this extract of the water is bottled, b'shishim, b'sheshmeyo, yeah, it's bottled. Right? So, l'choira, I have no problem in any case, because the rule in the Torah of people b'shishim. The point, however, is that there's a point, there's a din, that something which is a latam avida, yeah, something which is put in to give taste is different. If you take spices, right, or something, or spice, or you take yeast of issa, and you do a pa'ula, you cause an effect in the entire food. Yeah, let's say it gives us a taste. You can taste. You put salt, a little bit of salt of issa, osa dika salt. You put it inside a whole kadeira, and you can taste the salt. The whole thing becomes osa, even though there's more than 60 against it, because you know, because it's a special din of the tam avida. And the same applies. It's more than noisin tam. It's a drabonon dika din pashtus. If it does a pull it in the dough, or mamid, something caused, like I said, something causes it to congeal or to go hard. Like you make cheese set by using dov, which is also dov mamid, which does a process that has an effect in the entire food. It, even though there's more than shishim kenegdo, it is not bottom. The question here is, what's the din of what we call chazuta? Chazuta is Aramaic for mara, finished looks. It's something you should put inside the foodstuff solely for the tachlis of looks, to make it look red. Do you say the chumra of latama avida or dova amami that it's not bottle, even a shishim, or not? That's what it's played on the shaila. If we will say bittul b'shishim, then we have no problem anyhow. If we don't say bittul b'shishim, we do have a problem. Now, what is the din over here? So there. There are four shittas in the point. There are four shittas in this inyan. And most poskim hold that there's no problem chazuta. No problem. Chazuta is bottle. So I'll just read out the shittas. The Minchas Yaakov holds that chazuta lav milsa. Chazuta is nothing. In foodstuffs, we don't have to worry about colour. The main thing about a food is not the colour. The main thing is the taste. The colour doesn't count. Even though you can recognise and it's done some kind of oif to it, it's done something in the food that looks good, okay, the reason why they make it look good is simply for marketing purposes. People wouldn't buy it. It makes absolutely no difference to the taste. And you're not really interested in it just because it looks better. It's not really a dovah choshuv that we should say it's not bottle. That is the shit of the Minchas Yaakov. And the Yad Yehuda seconds this opinion. Yad Yehuda in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf Beis in Yehudea, agrees to this as well. And also, the Grace of Vilna Gaon also holds like that, and he holds that in Isurei Achila, we don't say Chazuta Milsa. So we have three Gedolei Achroinim who hold that we don't say no problem Chazuta Milsa at all, Bechlal, in Isurei Achila. Now, the Vilna Gaon's Svara might not apply to us, because he agrees that Isurei Hanor we do say, so it's not Isurei Achila. And Yain Stam Yeno might be Asa Vano, according to some shittas. We said, it's not Boru. But Stam Yeno, it could be Asa Vano. But we said already, the Ramah brings that there are many holds Asa Vachil, only not Bahano. So Pashtas we have, we certainly have the Mitzis Yaakov and the Ad Yehuda, and Pashtas we have the Vilna Gaon as well, Lahokil, that is no problem at all. So according to them, Rabina is Glat Mutter, is Kosher. There is a shitta to the other extreme. We'll come to that soon. We'll go by Hadroga in stage. The next shitta is a shitta of the pre-Chodosh. Pre-Chodosh holds that there's a shaila in the Gemara, you might have done it in Bava Kama Daf Kufalev, there's a shaila whether we say Chazuta Milsa. The Gemara's got a topic about Chazuta Milsa. The Gemara's got a shaila about other things. And the pre-Chodosh holds the same shaila over there is over here as well, it's the same shaila. And since the Gemara hasn't got a raya, the Gemara doesn't prove it at the end, it remains with the topic. So therefore, says the Prichodesh, it's a sofik, and therefore sofik drabonon lekula. You can go lekula. So he says, if we're dealing with it, it's a drabonon which get mixed in. We're talking about a drabonon, sofik drabonon lekula. therefore he's meitul. That's a pichot shita. So according to pichot shvaita, okay, because tam yenu they need rabbanon, so need chashash nisuch, so need rabbanon. So according to pichot shvaita, okay, the minchas koyin holds chazuta is not bottle. And the Primogodim also agrees with that, but he holds even further, he holds it's even minat Torah, not bottle. Something you can see is not bottle. We can't go into the whole Shaklevataria, what the various, what the rise to and against, but those are the various shittas. So, according to the Rav Paskim, there's no problem at all. According to the Yad Yehuda, according to the Vilna Gaon, according to the Minchas Yaakov, and according to Pichadash, is all mutar. Only according to Primogodim is a problem. So when you come to Primogodim, and the Mishabura and Simon Tovkuf Yud Gimel seems to take on like the Makilim, I haven't got time to go into the Raya, in Erechaim Tovkuf Yud Gimel, he seems to take on like the Makilim. So La Halacha, what can be made in any case? If somebody wants to be Machmeh in the Choshev Primogodim Shitta, Tov Alav Racha, I'm not saying there's no room to be Machmeh, but at Mitzad Halacha is certainly Mutter. While we're at it, I just want to mention there are two other foodstuffs which are also involved, which also have forms of colouring, but those are slightly different. One of them is this salami. I don't know about nowadays, but there's a Chuvah Mechassis talk about salami, and I know other foods are made with what's called cochineal. Cochineal is an extract from a fly, insects, and it's the blood of them, whatever it is, it's the blood or the body, it's made into a powder, and it's called E120, that's what it's the number of it. And that is also a colouring, it's also a minuscule amount, a tiny bit. What's it in over there? Is it mutter? Now that's worse. Why is it worse? Because that's a deraisa. Yeah? Then we're talking about flies. And the Pichodesh agrees that by deraisas it should be machmir. And that's where the advice in Mechatz Yitzchak, when he discusses Rabbonans, he's meikul on the fly in the Pichodesh. When it comes to salami, he wants to be machmir because it's a sopik deraisa. Now the Tshuva in Mechatz Yitzchak, where he discusses chazuta, is because of Scotch whiskey. Whiskey, I don't know if all whiskies, but some, certainly the good ones, are made in what's called a sherry cask. Sherry casks are barrels which have had sherry, tray for wine in, and they use those casks to make the sherry, to make the whiskey. Yeah. Now there's a Truman Dye Weiss, and he discusses it at length, and he's concerned about chazuta, which is what we spoke about. But the main shaila is about tam. It's much worse there because it's tam. Here, we're just dealing here a question of chazuta. That's a question of tam. And as far as chazut is concerned, he's meikel with Scotch whiskey. The maisa, this is also meikel. The maisa is meikel with whiskey, but he says you have to make mivara the matzias, and the Rosh Chodesh has also got a kula. But I heard that a svara lahokel, because that's worse, that's going off the point. But in any case, while we're speaking about it, I might as well mention it. Scotch whiskey is a point of tam as well, because there's a taste, it gives out a taste. This sherry gives a taste, and something which is a tamer is certainly not bottled. So there are various svaras mentioned Eshul Lahokel, and so somebody dying in London they told me that many years ago I written down that they use Mavara, that they only take the sherry cask not because they want the taste, it's because they want to put it in, it's the wood, you need the wood to make it develop, the whiskey, and the wood gives a bad taste to the whiskey, and therefore you have to put in the sherry cask gufa to counteract, to neutralize the taste of the cask, of the wood. But it's not that you're interested in the actual tam itself. Which is a shtark svara to say that there's no issa, and therefore there's no issa even on sherry whiskey, but a machmet tovel of racha.